The subject today is the final word for real-life examples of the healing ministry. This is part 7 of a 7-part series. Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. Today's topic, a final word. The healing anointing is for every person that receives Jesus as Lord and Savior, and they must be born again and be filled with the Holy Spirit or baptized with the Holy Spirit to have the authority and the power over sickness and disease, death and the curse, by and in the name of Jesus. Jesus is Lord over every sickness and over every disease, and he's high priest over healing. As we take every opportunity to lay hands on the sick and to pray for the sick, God will honor our position of faith and allow us to grow in the healing ministry. Yes, there will be times when it appears that God's word did not work, but there are reasons why this happened, and God will explain if you ask. And do not give up, but keep pressing in for the victory. Usually the experiences start off in small healings, such as a headache, a toothache, or a sprain. But in time, as you grow into spiritual maturity, so does the healing ministry, and God leads you to greater examples of the healing ministry. As I've pointed out a number of times, when I went through these healing testimony or experiences, I was not a minister of the gospel. That is, I was not ordained. I was just an ordinary everyday believer. I believe the word of God. I laid hands upon the sick and they shall recover. I'm trying to say to you, it's for every believer. Step out in faith. If it doesn't work the first time, keep doing it. Keep laying hands. Keep praying. Keep believing, and you'll start to see God manifest or become real those things that you're praying for other people. You are the hands. You are the feet. You are the voice for God here on the earth. And the Holy Spirit is waiting for you to speak the word of God in faith so he can make it become real. Why is so healing important today? Healing is a tool that's used in the hands of the evangelist. It's a tool for salvation of souls. When a person who's not born again sees someone get healed before their eyes or come out of a wheelchair, all of a sudden that person who's not born again realizes that there is a real God. That means there is a real eternity and a real hell. And that person's heart opens up normally to become born again. The other point is sickness costs time. It costs money here on the earth. And God doesn't want you sick, wasting your finances on the doctors all the time and going to hospital. He wants you healed. If you're not born again, please let me lead you now in a prayer of salvation. And please pray after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I know that I'm a sinner. And I need forgiveness. I believe Jesus died on the cross and paid my penalty of sins. I ask you to forgive my sins, and I'm now willing to turn from my sins. I now invite Jesus to come into my life and heart as my Lord and Savior. Father, I thank you for forgiving me my sins. I am willing by God's grace to follow and obey Christ as the Lord of my life. Amen. If you've prayed this prayer, you would have noticed something is different on the inside of you. The next step is baptism in the Holy Spirit. As salvation is a free gift by God to everybody, so is baptism in the Holy Spirit, or being filled with the Holy Spirit. When a person is born again or has salvation, they have the Holy Spirit, but they're not filled with the Holy Spirit. This is a totally different experience, but important. Please let me lead you now in a prayer for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Just be open and open your heart up and pray after me. Father, you have said in your word, if then you, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall the Heavenly Father give you the Holy Spirit to them that ask? I am asking now to fill me with the Holy Spirit, and I expect to speak in other tongues as you give me the ability to speak in my new spiritual language. Father, I thank you that I am now being filled with the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Thank you for being with me in this subject called Real Life Examples of the Healing Ministry. These examples I've given you are personal testimonies of my own experiences as I grew in spiritual maturity. God is looking for every person on the earth who is born again to walk in the healing ministry, to lay hands upon the sick, command healing into their body, command life into their body, and command sickness out of their body. Many people or believers are waiting for God to do it, and God says, no, I've broken the power of Satan, and Jesus Christ is Lord over sickness and disease, and he's high priest over healing. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, pray for healing over a person. God expects the body of Christ to be his hands, to be his feet, to be his mouth in the healing ministry. I hope you've enjoyed this subject. Thank you for being with me, and God bless.